The next section deals with discussion with prospective continuing attorneys. Although there is no requirement for you to obtain the agreement of the person you wish to become your attorney, the public guardian will have to be satisfied when it comes to register the power of attorney that the person named is prepared to act. Therefore, it is good practice for you to discuss with the person what the role of an attorney involves. It will be helpful if you keep a note of the matters discussed at this time. The prospective attorney should be given a copy of your notes, as there may be a long interval of time before the powers need to come into operation, if at all. The purpose of the discussion is to ensure that both you and the prospective attorney have the same clear understanding about your wishes and what you have decided in the event that you become unable to make decisions or act for yourself at some point in the future. It is also important that your prospective attorney understands how the issue of your incapacity should be determined should the need arise. An important part of the discussion is to ensure that you make your wishes and feelings clear and that you offer sufficient powers to ensure that your attorney can do what you would wish. It is also important that you provide the prospective attorney with sufficient information regarding your financial affairs to allow him or her to be able to manage their powers when the need arises. Such information will include details of your income and assets, liabilities and existing payment arrangements. You will also need to provide details of location of your records and certificates, title deeds and other important papers. Your attorney will need to know particulars of your professional advisors, your national insurance number, and details of those who must be consulted in the exercise of the powers you have granted. You must also let your prospective attorney know whether you want a continuing power of attorney to be exercisable immediately, that is to say, before incapacity, or only upon the onset of incapacity.